Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
All righty, here we go. Let's try another one and see if we can get somebody.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, congratulations, James Miser. You did it.
Yes, awesome.
Oh, man. You're going to Florida.
Oh, my gosh. My heart's racing.
Dude,
my heart's racing. Congratulations. I mean,
we're all sweating in here. We were like, is someone going to say it in our second try? Got us, James. What part of town you live in?
I live in Reading, Ohio.
All righty.
Not for long.
No, you're vacating those premises this afternoon. Are you ready to go on an instant spring break to Florida?
Yes, I am.
Well, tell us about yourself. Who you taking with you? Do you got dogs? You got kids? Your bags packed?
So I'm a fast packer, so I'm ready to pack. And the wife and I were talking last night, and I'm not sure she can go, so I have a couple alternates, so I'll find somebody. I know someone will go. I got a couple people that I know will go.
Listen how fast he's talking. He's like, I'm going to figure it out.
I want to know more about these alternates. Now, who are they?
Just some good close family friends.
Okay, but your wife now thinking, there's no way he's going to win this. So, but now that you've won it, do you think she's going to change her mind?
I'm going to try. I'm going to call her as soon as I hang up and see what she says.
Yeah, wow. She's got to go with you, man.
So awesome.
James Miser of Reading, our B105 instant spring break to Florida winner. Way to go, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You got 3 nights stay at a Visit Florida partner hotel. We got you round trip coach class airline tickets along with a full size rental vehicle. And you're going to go on an airboat ride to check out alligators.
Sweet. That'll be a lot of fun.
And you'll be staying at the wonderful, beautiful Omni Orlando Resort.
Okay.
Live it up, man. We're so happy for you.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So I will see you this afternoon at CVG because your flight leaves at 1:55. So you got to hop to it, man. I'm going to meet you there. Okay, buddy?
Wait, what about work?
That sounds great.
What about work?
I already talked. Me and my boss have been talking about it all week.
Holy cow.
We said one of us was going to win. So I already told it. We already know. We're good.
Well, maybe take your boss.
I mean, that's a good thought, too.
Yeah.
No, it's a vacation.
I'm over here like, no.
All right, James. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
James Miser of Reading, our B105 app listener this morning who just won an instant spring break to Florida.
Man, I feel so bad for that first call we made where it went to voicemail, but maybe she wasn't able to go on the trip.
You never know. That's why she let it go, baby. Yeah. That's right. 729, let's grab a B105 traffic check.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Sweet and spicy truth, you know, in honor of the instant spring break we're going to be giving away next hour to some lucky B105 listener who will literally be in Florida by this afternoon. Spur of the moment. That's what we're going to do today with everybody. Grover joins us now. Grover, the question is, what is the most spur of the moment thing you've ever done?
I got to tell you, I am not good at this. I am not wired that way. I have never been wired this way. And, you know, they say opposites attract. My wife, Holly, is much more, let's go to Mexico. When? Tomorrow. Like, that's, you'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. And I'm just like, what?
It's
got to
be planned out.
I just can't go there. And so for me, it's going to be boring. Like, hey, you want to go to Longhorns? You know, that's about as exciting as it gets for me. It's not a lot.
Even as like younger Grover, like maybe taking a radio gig where you really didn't know all the details or moving around.
No, because if I took a radio gig, if I knew it was I was going to learn was most important before I was when I was young, and two, I was going to make more money. That to me is all I needed.
True.
At that age.
But you were moving states.
Was not a problem. Okay. I like that. That was exciting for me.
But it was planned out.
It wasn't spur of the moment. I was applying for these jobs.
Gotcha.
Right.
So you'd already kind of gone there in your mind. So Longhorns. Yeah. That's what we're...
You adventurer. Oh, my brain just went somewhere so dirty. Of like spontaneity, like in the bedroom. What about...
I'm pretty methodical.
I mean, come on, look who you're looking at here.
Yeah. I got a routine.
I didn't know he spiced
Listen,
it
back
up.
Back in the 90s, if I tried something new, Holly would say, what, did you just get a new issue of Maxim? That's a true story. And I'm like, yes, I did.
All right, I will go next. I am kind of wired like Grover. Oh, if somebody said we're going to Vegas tomorrow, I'd be like, wait, what? What are you talking about? No, I'm not. I can't do that. So the most spur of the moment thing I ever did was a purchase. This was in Nashville. I had a red Mustang convertible that had a terrible top that leaked. I hated it. And I'm just out driving around. It was a beautiful day in Nashville. I had the top down in it. I'm driving down White Bridge Road in Nashville past a Ford dealership on a Sunday. And I saw a white Mustang convertible sitting in their lot from the road. And I went, oh, it was a pre-owned one.
Uh-huh.
I pulled over and bought it.
Are you kidding me?
I could not. I mean, and it was so against what I would do, but I saw it and I was like, I'm getting rid of this thing. I'm tired of putting black duct tape on the stupid roof all the time and leaking. So I bought it on a Sunday, and the guy, but the thing I remember the most is the guy totally lied to me because I did say, who owned this car before me? And he goes, it was a woman who had a child and she couldn't fit the car seat in the back seat very because it's a two-door. And I was like, okay, whatever. That sounds good. I buy it, trade in mine. I get home and I open up the little thing between the seats, you know, the little compartment. Mm-hmm. There's a freaking Hertz rental car thing inside there, inside the plastic tucked away that they had forgotten to take out. I bought a rental car.
And a Mustang convertible rental.
Yeah, but it's been run
hard like a rented mule at the Grand Canyon.
You would think. But I asked my friend at the time who worked for State Farm. I called him. I'm like, dude, what the hell? He goes, no. He goes, actually, it's better because you know that that car was serviced and taken care of to the nth degree.
How long did you have it?
Oh, I had it till I came here.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I owned that car until we started to get ready to have a family. So
yeah, but cop cars are serviced regularly too, but they're beat to hell.
Oh yeah, but I mean, no, I never had a problem with anything in it. So I mean,
hey, I can't say anything. I've never done that. I could not just buy a car on the on like
never.
That.
Never.
Research.
To celebrate, I went to Longhorn afterwards.
Wow. You know,
outlaw ribeye, baby, medium rare.
Yeah, I'm gonna piggyback right on your story. I just was on eBay one night looking at different cars. We were looking for a Crown Vic to do like a Beastie Boys Sabotage kind of music video theme for a Lemons rally I was doing. And I came across this black one that looked like the Men in Black car. So I went, my wife's out of town. This thing's going to sell probably way more than what it's at right now. I'll just put like a $2,500 bid on it just to see what happens.
That.
And then the next thing I know, nobody bid on it. My wife is still out of town. I won the auction.
Uh-oh.
I contact the guy and he goes, yeah, I'm moving. You got to come get this thing this weekend. And I'm like, wait, what? So my brother and I, not even 24 hours after I won the auction, we're driving to Chicago, all the way up there, got the car, drove it all the way back. And then I had my brother put the car in his name because there's no way my wife was going to let me keep.
I'll tell you what, though. You did have a hell of a Halloween. You and Kayla dressed as Men in Black.
It was fun. Very cool.
And this was Lieutenant Dan?
Yep. We call it Lieutenant Dan. And it's out in Denver. My brother still drives it.
And Kayla didn't kill you.
Real fast before we get to Ashley. Exactly. In the past, like, say, 5 years, how many different automobiles have you owned?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Mm. I mean,
The Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah,
the Spitfire.
Yeah.
The Mustang that you wrecked.
I mean, right now I got my dad's truck, the F-150. Yeah, I mean, we're talking a dozen. Yeah, my driver Jeep.
Your two Buicks.
Yep, the Buicks. I got a Hyundai right now because I got a teen driver.
Dude, you can start a Bronco.
I mean, that's 9 and 5 years.
Bronco's 10. You had a Bronco?
Yeah, it was a 96 Bronco. We turned into Gary the Snail.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Just so that's 10 cars, I count it.
Yeah.
Wow, right. I've had two cars in my whole life.
That's amazing.
Fair. Ashley, of all of us, you have to be the most spur-of-the-moment person. So what's the most spur-of-the-moment thing you've ever done?
Well, usually I plan. I really do, or think about it, or overthink about it. Really good at that. But recently, it was a Friday, like mid-afternoon. It was just me and Grover in the studio. And I was like, hey, can I take vacation next week? You know? He's like, well, if you got the time. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go to Texas tomorrow. And actually, I had a girl's day planned with your wife.
Yeah.
With Fritch from Q102 and Natalie and Anna. And I texted them and was like, hey, hate to be this person in the group, but I'm going to get on a flight tomorrow instead. And I'm going to Texas. I'm going to miss Girls' Day. Sorry.
And you didn't miss it. It blew up anyway.
I knew it would.
But you were the crack in that dam that started that whole process.
It was my fault.
Domino effect.
Yeah. So I got on a flight and went to Texas for a couple days. And a couple more days.
I say you didn't get back till that next Thursday.
Yeah, it was wild.
Well, you got back late Wednesday night.
Yes.
In fact, you took an extra day off.
I needed to sleep. I thought.
And I got to tell you,
forgot about our buffer day.
Yeah. There was a pool around here because you were like, "All right, I'm not gonna." With Thursday, we're like, "She's just not gonna come back at all this week."
No.
Oh, really? I wasn't involved in that. I knew she was. Like
Friday. Nah, she's not gonna make it back.
I mean, I didn't want to, but I was like, I can't burn another day. I gotta get back there.
She doesn't have the vacation day.
Yeah, that's a lot more exciting than Grover. He'd be going to Texas Roadhouse. That's
about it. I am not cheating on my Longhorn.
He does. I do love me some Texas Roadhouse.
The Big Dave Podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Sweet and Spicy Truth Game a couple of minutes ago. Grover Collins was with us. It's like, what's the most spur-of-the-moment thing you've ever done? That is totally against the grain of the large one, Grover. And his answer was, let's go to Longhorn.
Longhorn.
Yeah.
And you had bought him Texas Roadhouse gift cards for like Christmas or his birthday.
Yeah.
And I knew, as soon as he like pulled it out, I was like, oh, he ain't a Texas Roadhouse guy.
Yeah, I think he might have re-gifted that to me for my birthday.
Lucky you. I love me some Texas Roadhouse.
Well, you used to work at Texas Roadhouse.
Fort Wright, and I'm actually going there tonight.
You're going to the Fort Wright. Okay, that's the one I go to most of the time.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I can't get enough of it. The rolls, obviously, the steak. I like the snake bites appetizer.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Delicious.
You just enjoy that devil's food while the rest of us are eating fish.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday in Lent.
I could get chicken.
That's
me too.
They don't have.
Wait a minute. It has to be fish. I could get catfish. They have catfish.
Yes.
Okay.
Catfish.
Yeah.
That'd be acceptable. But, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, these Catholic churches aren't having chicken fries tonight, you know?
Dude, can you imagine if you brought Jesus to the Texas Roadhouse and he could just keep making rolls? You know what I mean? Bread for everybody.
No, I'd be like, turn my water into wine.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Bring him along.
I got to say, for me and Texas Roadhouse, I mean, I love going there, but I leave feeling the most full I ever do. I mean, because you eat all those rolls.
The rolls and the butter.
Then you get an appetizer, and then you forget, like, oh, give me that, you know, cowboy steak or whatever the heck it is, the country fried steak I get, and I'm like, I literally just ate a loaf of bread, and now I'm going to eat a steak battered in more bread. But I'm so full when I leave.
But you're a Texas Roadhouse guy over Longhorn.
I think so, yeah.
What about you, Stat?
No, I rarely go there.
Rarely? Yeah. Is that pun intended because of the steaks? You don't go to Texas Roadhouse?
No, barely ever. Yeah, they don't have too many gluten-free options for my wife.
They have a full gluten-free menu. I used to work there. Oh, you got to ask for it.
Oh, well, I guess you got to ask for it.
Come on now. At least I used to.
We'll have to go on like a Saturday. But I want to get back to, you said the appetizer snake bites?
Yes, and I will never forget, I was a server there, like we mentioned, and a busser, he asked me one time, is there really snake in these?
Hey, come on. I was just about to ask you, is it really snake?
And I'm like, well, yeah. Why would we call them snake bites?
It is snake.
Have you ever had them?
No, I haven't. I've had alligator
There's
bites.
There's not snake in
there. No, it's cheese and like jalapenos and pepper jack cheese.
It's supposed to be like
a little fried cheese ball. Oh my gosh, they're delicious.
I'm just wondering where that falls in my Lenten, can I eat snake? Yeah. I mean, is that a type of meat?
I don't know about snake, but a snake bite for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to know the guy that came up with that. It's like, all right, so I got bit by a snake. And I want to try to make an appetizer that equates that feeling.
I think that's better than the roadkill on the menu.
Yes.
Come on now.
All right, so what's your entree going to be tonight?
Well, I'm going to get the rolls. I'm going to get snake bites. I'm going to get probably the medallions. I like the little fillets on a bed of rice with a side salad with the honey French on the side. Hold the tomatoes. And I'm going to try not to get a jam cow.
What's a jam cow?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a Jamaican cowboy margarita with a kicker, which is another shot.
Wow.
Okay. You're welcome for making you hungry.
Best of luck. Hey, by the way, if you see Ashley out tomorrow, chances are she'll have on stretch pants.
Well, and tomorrow's Saturday.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It is a Fish Fry Friday here in the Tri-State. And last hour we were talking about Ashley going to Texas Roadhouse tonight. Mm-hmm. And you can do that and have a steak because you're not Catholic.
That's correct.
But Statman, you can't partake because you are.
No, I'm not eating the devil's meat today.
Yeah, but we found out something in the course of this.
Wait, what about the devil's lettuce?
Yeah.
Nothing about that. I won't be eating it.
Maybe lighting it on fire.
We saw something very interesting in the course of this that you found out, you know, Catholics can't eat meat. You can't eat chicken. You can only eat fish on Friday, but there are some exceptions.
I found some Lent loopholes, and I got to thank you, Ashley, because you mentioned you're getting snake bites.
At Texas Roadhouse.
And I was like, is there real snake in that?
And I was like, oh, yeah, there's definitely real snake in that.
There's not, by the way.
It's cheese and jalapenos.
My sister's listening down in Lexington and texted me and said, actually, you can't eat snake along with some other things. And I found our Lent loopholes if you just got to have something living today.
Okay.
You got to eat it. How about alligator, turtle, snake, capybara, beaver, muskrat, and puffin? Isn't a puffin like chicken? It's a bird. It's like a little bird. Penguin.
Yeah, right.
And they're super cute.
Why are these things?
We have so many questions.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay,
so
Stat. What are you going to try and go get?
Well, I'm going to go try to catch a puffin because I've never had one of those before.
But that's the puffin.
Where does one go to catch a puffin? That's, you know.
I've seen them in Alaska like years ago when I went and visited. Okay. And I put this up on Facebook and there was actually Tiffany Ann Miller. She said she's had it before.
I'm like,
where did you get? Something tells me Jungle Jim sells it or something. Good. Like that.
I wonder if it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Christine Elliott. I want to know, where did you get the puffin meat? And who is that guy that's killing puffins out there? Come on.
It's too cute to eat. So this is all technically meat, so why is it? That's what I'm dying to know. Why is it approved to be able to eat on Friday for Catholics?
Just because. Don't question it.
Now,
okay?
The snake, I get it. That's a bad animal that told Adam... Yeah. Eve, they eat the apple and all that. So,
here we go.
Yeah. So I don't, that's all right. But I don't know if you guys know what a capybara is. They're like the cutest. It's like a giant guinea pig. It's a rodent. It's one of the biggest rodents and they're super cute.
I guess you can't get the roadkill at Texas Roadhouse.
No.
No. All right. So who knew? Who knew?
Yeah. I winter going down to Florida, he could eat some alligator later today, and he'll be just fine.
Just fine. You actually have a few fish fries that people could go to. I don't know if they'll have any puffin alligator tonight.
I'll tell you, there'll be Wisconsin cheese curds at this one and some German beer specials. That's at Arnold's Bar and Grill. Okay, they have a Wisconsin-style fish fry.
Nice.
Also, Germania Society, Good Shepherd.
Oh, that was a good one.
Let's see what else is on here.
There's Mary Queen of Heaven. They have a big one.
Lobster Bakes of Maine on Church Street in Newtown.
They're doing the lobster bake for the fish fry. That's fancy.
Newport Elks and Cold Spring. I mean, there's plenty of places to go.
Yeah.
Just look for a sign written with marker.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, agreed. For sure.
Maybe I'll change my Texas Roadhouse plans.
Hit a fish fry tonight, girl. Come on.
Yeah, eat a snake.
7:43.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Shania's woos are a little bit louder this morning because she is now a living doll. Well, a Barbie doll. And this is so cool. Today is International Women's Day. And in honor of that, Mattel, who makes Barbie, are putting out some brand new Barbies. And then the ones in the likeness of Shania Twain.
Yeah, and it looks great. You know, she's in the actual outfit, like the black top hat, the long black jacket
from that video.
Yes, and she's got a microphone with her. It's cute.
Yeah, very cool. So that's coming out. Also, Helen Mirren is getting one. She's very cool. And she's holding hers next to an Oscar, which she's won quite a few of.
Way to brag there, Helen. Yeah.
And then there's Kylie Minogue, the pop star, holding hers as well. So, and Shania, of course, looking at hers very dreamily. I thought it was kind of odd that Shania has blonde hair in that video or in the doll, but I'd never think of her as a blonde.
Well, it's in tribute of her song, an album that's also coming out right now, and in the music video for her latest single, she has blonde pink hair.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That explains that. But this is very cool.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones that you buy and you never open, right?
Don't take it out of the box.
It's a collector's thing.
Please don't.
Never going to play with it.
Yes. And this is all also going to coincide with tomorrow being Barbie's 65th birthday.
Jeez.
65 years old.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I can't thank all of you enough. It's been an honor to work here with all of you.
And that was Jason Kelce after his retirement to the media the other day, addressing the staff of the Philadelphia Eagles, who he had been with for 13 years. Trainers, office staff, everybody. Jason Kelce gathered them all together and just wanted to thank them for being a big part of his life for 13 years there. Something you may not have noticed if you saw a video of his retirement was that Jason Kelce's ankles were taped. Oh. And you're like, well, why would they be taped? Like he was going to be playing a game that day. Well, it turns out that one special staff member that Kelce really held in high regard had missed doing his job the last game Kelce played in, the playoff game against Tampa Bay.
Oh, man, the last game?
The guy's name is Joe Opella, and he is an athletic trainer for the Eagles. And for every one of Jason Kelce's games, he had been the guy to wrap his ankles. However, Joe Opella is going through cancer right now and was unable to be there as the Eagles took on the Buccaneers in the playoffs because he was getting chemotherapy. So he did not get to wrap Jason Kelce's ankles for his final NFL game. So Jason, being the guy that he is, found Joe and said, I would like you to wrap my ankles symbolically here for my final call. Stop it, Ashley. Stop.
I love Jason Kelce.
I know. For my final call as I retire. So that's why Jason Kelce had his ankles wrapped at his retirement announcement. I mean, come on, man. This guy is amazing. Everything you find out about Jason Kelce just makes you like him more and more.
Yeah, he recognizes that you can't be a champion alone. It takes a whole group of people to make it happen. That's pretty cool.
Joe Opella, who is fighting for his life right now and going through chemotherapy, was there at the podium with Jason Kelce as he announced his retirement. Dude, thank you for the good vibes you just continue to give us.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And it's our favorite Claremont Northeastern student, Olivia's time to do a dad joke. You always bring it. Let's have it today, Olivia.
What's a frog's favorite soda?
I don't know. What's a frog's favorite soda?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. See, you made Julie, our promotions director, laugh at that one. So that's good. Congratulations, Olivia. You've delivered yet again.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Let's get us a brand new member into our B105 Country Club. And today from Cincinnati, it is Betty Hine. How are you, Betty?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, we're all doing great, and it's an honor to talk to you and get you in here because you are kind of a celebrity over here, Betty.
I am?
Yeah. I mean, Stat was telling me a big fact about you.
Yeah, you were in a Blake Shelton music video.
Yeah, I was, actually, with my daughter.
Which one?
Well, I hope I can say this on air, but Kiss My Country Ass.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so that one.
Yes. It was such a great experience. We actually went down for the awards and were able to be in his video. And we didn't know if we were going to make the cut, but we are in there. Actually, the backsides of us are in there.
The backside. Oh. So what were you doing?
Well, we're pretending like we were singing the lyrics and stuff like that. And we had to turn around and show our, country asses. And I actually have those jeans signed by Blake Shelton.
Are they signed on the butt region there or where?
Yes, they are.
Okay, my next question, of course, is were you wearing them when he signed them?
I was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Betty's being bad. I like it.
We got a party girl in the country club.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So how did you end up being able to do that?
Well, it's funny because I've been following Blake Shelton since he first began, and I became a part of the fan club because I went to CMA Fest one year and wanted to go to the fan club party. And I actually met two of my very best friends through the fan club. They live in different states, but we have girls trips almost every year. It was a really cool experience. And being part of the fan club, they were asking for fans to be in the video, and I signed up, and we were able to do it. They bust us all downtown Nashville, and we made a little sign, and we just had fun with it.
Wow,
pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's just fun. I mean, come on, and your posteriors are live forever in posterity, I guess.
Yes, and thankfully, I was a lot younger then.
Well, it says you work at Pure Bar in Mason, so I imagine you're doing all right in that department still.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. You're getting your B105 jersey now, and I'm sure we're about to hear a Blake Shelton song from you. Mm. So which one do you want us to play next on B105?
Goodbye Time, Please.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, well, let's get it on and welcome Betty Hine into the B105 Country Club. There you go, Betty. Welcome.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm so excited.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.